what I'm saying? Let's start things off with CM Punk, man. The CM Punk interview. Man, this was only CM Punk, man.
Oops, I did it again. It's hilarious.
Man, he had to sit down with Ariel Helwani. Boy, this man is just, I don't even know where to begin, man. This man, every time Punk has an interview or a sit down or something, it's must watch, man. It really is. And he really held nothing back. You know what I'm saying? When word first got out, like this was going down, I wasn't as interested in it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. I was just thinking like, oh, I don't think they're going to tap into, you know, more of the AEW stuff with the NDA and all of that stuff going on. But boy, was I wrong. He held nothing back. He gave us everything we was asking for in this one.
Bro, at some points he was like, yeah, you know, I got an NDA that I signed because of that, but here's what I can say. And then would go and you would think that some of the things he was going to say was covered by the NDA. It wasn't. Well, apparently Tony Khan got the worst lawyer of all time because CM Punk was just, he didn't have a no-compete clause. The NDAs didn't cover what he did. I don't even know what it covered, to be honest.
For real. That nigga sounded like everything to me.
And to be honest, this interview, yeah. This interview, it kind of shows why Ariel Helwani is probably the best combat sports journalist that's out there. Because it started off as like a whatever interview, like, you know, it was a CM Punk detail, even though it was pretty interesting. Like he detailed how he got back to the WWE, how he repaired a bunch of relationships. And then after about like 30 minutes, 35 minutes, Ariel was like, well, can I ask about this? CM Punk would be like, oh, I don't know if we could talk about it, but let me just tell you what happened. And then we'll just go off in detail about everything. And then even some things that he didn't want to talk about, like the Jack Perry situation. I think that was one of the parts where he was like, yeah, I don't really want to get into it because there's so many people that, you know, still work over there that were involved and I don't want them to get fired. But let me tell you, Jack Perry's a bitch ass nigga. And I'm like, you know what, CM Punk? Good on you. I'm glad he did it for the con. The entire time I'm sitting there, I'm like, this is going to be great on the pod.
Now, the interview, I didn't get to listen to the entire thing, but from what I did hear, Punk was saying basically the same things that I was saying for a long time. Like, he was like, yo, Tony Khan isn't a boss. Like, he was like, he's a friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's more of a friend than he is a boss. And that's something that we've been saying forever. It was like, yo, Tony, like, how come he can't get these niggas in line? How come he can't get these niggas in check? And it's because Punk said it, bro. Like, he looking at everybody like they his friends, like they buddies. You can't run a company like that, bro. And he had a statement. I can't remember exactly what it is. It was something along the lines of like, yo, if you want to basically like you want to put on these matches to a quarter of a crowd and to appease niggas on the internet, then we ain't in the same business. And I was like, yeah, Punk talking right now, man.
Yeah, he said, if you're more happy with some goof saying that you had a 5-star match and the building's quarter full, we're not in the same business. A bar.
Yeah, that man was talking, bro.
But and then the him actually detailing what led to like Jungle Boy acting the way he did. It's the dumbest thing ever. Jungle Boy wanted to smash a window of a rental car, and everybody was against it. The producers of the segment were against it. Tony Khan was against it, and a bunch of other wrestlers, like everybody involved with that segment, was against it. So somebody runs over and tells CM Punk, I think it was Tony Schiavone. He's like, hey, you know, Jungle Boy, he's really adamant that he wants to break this window of this car. We all think it's a terrible idea. Can you go talk to him? CM Punk goes to Tony Khan. Tony Khan, he tells Tony Khan, he's like, listen, if you don't handle it, I'm going to handle it. You're not going to like the way I handle it. So he was basically like the dad of the situation. And he goes up to Jungle Boy, tells him like why he's a fucking idiot. And his whole reason was, yo, if you break this window of this rental car, they're not going to want to rent cars to wrestlers. And we're just going to ruin it for everybody in the entire industry. And Jungle Boy was just mad about that because he was like, I think this was really cool and you guys are taking this moment away from me. And, you know, that, you know, rolled over to whenever they were in the UK and Jungle Boy made a sly remark and CM Punk said, listen, I didn't punch nobody. Tony Khan's life was never in danger. I just choked somebody a little bit. He said, I just, you know, had to just let him know, like, yo, I'm strong.
For real. Like, even when he went into detail, like, well, he didn't go into detail on it, but the comments he made about Colt Cabana and everything was like, yo, I'm not talking to you unless a lawyer's present. Like, it's just like he gave us like everything we wanted some insight on. Like, it's there. Like, his and how fast they got the contract done for him to return back to WWE. Like, all of that shit is there. Him repairing his relationship with Triple H. It's just like, fam, I was very surprised watching this, man. It was way more insight than I expected.
Eve, you know how long it took for him from when he started talking to the WWE until he debuted at SummerSlam or Survivor Series?
They said it was like a week, right?
Well, he said the first call was made on the Monday before.
The Monday before Survivor Series?
Survivor Series, yep.
And so 5 days.
And the fact that like they were already making hints towards it, like saying things in commentary, like best in the world, like someone did a GTS, like, and none of that shit wasn't even planned out. Like, it just like all fell into place.
That's crazy, because I definitely forgot all about all that shit.
Yep. Then he said he called Triple H. Triple H said, nah, let's FaceTime. And he said they had a lengthy conversation. I think they said it was on Thanksgiving. It's like, yo, he was like, oh, you know, it's supposed to be a day with the fam. And he was like, nah, let's talk it out.
Nah, that's so, real man shit. Nigga, I ain't doing that. I just bet on the game. I'm chilling. Might as well hit my line, man. What's the word?
He's sitting there. He's like, it's a little awkward with my father-in-law right now, but nah, we're good.
That nigga, he outside, man. That nigga fucking smoking a cigar, man. What's the word?
Yeah. But what was the other interesting thing I thought about that interview? Cody, what else did you say besides
another thing for me is like Collision. Like, Collision was Tony Khan's. CM Punk didn't want to do Collision and everything, like having another show for AEW. That was a Tony Khan thing, like just to put him away from the Elite and all of that and have him run the show. But Punk wasn't really going for it.
That's so ridiculous. Still to this day, that shit is so ridiculous. Niggas made an entirely whole new show just to have Punk on it. You feel me? Just because you can't get along with your co-workers. Not talking about Punk, I'm talking about the Elite. Like, y'all niggas.
Yeah, it wasn't even for Punk per se. The fact that they created a show just for the purpose of, yo, if you don't like this guy, then you go over there. Like, it blows my mind that is really what it's for.
That nigga Tony Khan. Tony Khan's an idiot, bro.
And speaking of him being an idiot, thank you, KP. CM Punk didn't have a no-compete clause. And he said that when he told that to what's his name? Tony
Schiavone?
Nick Khan?
No, Nick Khan. There we go. When he told it to Nick Khan said, yo, if you would have told me that the day you got fired, you would have been here. He would have been there the next day on Raw.
Facts.
So that could have happened. So now I feel like that is definitely something the WWE is going to like put in their back pocket. When some of these people get released or somebody gets fired, yo, the very next time there's a show, whether it's SmackDown, NXT, or Raw, you're on there. Man. Aleister Black, Triple H is looking out for you. He's like, yo, just
come home, man.
Please.
Put somebody in a coquina clutch.
Come home, Aleister Black.